That's Real Crit Podcast. Second half of the Natural Crit Podcast, Episode 6. Part 4, Naturopathy's Overarching Science Categorical Claim. Historically, in terms of the AANP, the two most remarkable statements that portray naturopathy as an en masse scientific endeavor or category, and which collectively induced me towards ND school along with the statements and descriptions of UBCNM, are these. From the AANP Alliance, and AANP Schools Consortia and PAC. Quote, naturopathic physicians are the modern-day science-based primary care doctor, unquote. As exemplified from the co-chair of the AANP's ND Principles Committee, which assembled those principles in 1989, quote, naturopathic medicine is distinguished by the principles upon which its practice is based. These principles are continually re-examined in the light of scientific advances, unquote. Currently, circa 2006, very little has changed in terms of AANP type ND science claims. From a practitioner, the naturopathic is, quote, science-based whole person healthcare, unquote. From a hugely popular promotional site, quote, the practice of naturopathic medicine emerges from 6 underlying principles of healing. These principles are based on the objective observation of the nature of health and disease and are continually re-examined in the light of scientific analysis, unquote. From the FNPLA and AANP Schools Consortia, quote, naturopathic physicians cooperate with all other branches of medical science. Naturopathic medical students study the same core medical sciences as MD students, unquote. From a state AANP organization, quote, naturopathic physicians are educated in conventional medical sciences, unquote. From an ND practitioner, quote, the degree Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine requires 4 years of graduate level study in the medical sciences, unquote. From the AANP proper, quote, the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians 19th Annual Convention and Exposition, held September 8th through 11th, 2004. The theme of this year's gathering is Naturopathic Medicine Honoring the Science of Natural Healing, unquote. Specific science claims of UBCNM, my alma mater, include, quote, the two health science doctoral programs, chiropractic and naturopathic medicine, unquote. Quote, the Division of Health Sciences includes the Fones School of Dental Hygiene, the College of Chiropractic, the College of Naturopathic Medicine, and the Nutrition Institute, unquote. Quote, today's naturopathic physician is practicing scientific medicine, unquote. Quote, the exciting science of naturopathic medicine, unquote. Quote, Ayurvedic medicine, the natural science, unquote. Yes, Hinduism is science in the land of UBCNM. But specific statements of epistemic conflation in my UB classroom experience quickly began first semester in 1998 in the course, quote, Naturopathic History and Philosophy, unquote, taught by the former first AANP president and the first dean of UBCNM, wherein science was directly equated with religion and vitalism was euphemized into, quote, let's assume by vital force we simply mean the force or tendency which organizes and balances the individual, the innate intelligence or prana, or the God power within you. I've termed this autoentheism, as equal to the science term homeostasis, which indicates vital force spirit is thus physiological, unquote. Quote, fixed principles, unquote. Quote, governing health and disease, unquote. Such as, quote, vis medicatrix naturae, unquote, and, quote, Herring's rules, unquote, were brought forth as, quote, natural laws, unquote, which I'll specifically call sectarian therapeutic principles, which all the science information was to be embedded within. So instead of being overarchingly science, what we have actually is an overarching sectarian belief couching science. Part 5, Conclusion. In light of what I've described, the example being the scientific a posteriori and the vitalistic a priori, as not the same epistemic kind, by consensus they exclude one another, while, particularly, the AANP and UBCNM state they are the same, specifically to the AANP branch of the naturopathic supposed profession and to the University of Bridgeport, I have to say, you lied to me then, you're lying to us now. 2015 comment number 2. But such a statement is only true if we are truly of one community at large, sharing professional, academic, and ethical standards, and we value culpability and accountability. If maverick auto-endorsements are the sole arbiter of type, then obviously anything goes. There is no commons. Lies are the same as truth, harm is the same as benefit, and nothing legally remedial is possible when harmful infractions occur. That, though, would not be a state of civilization, in my view, by definition, but it would be very natural. If one appreciates a state of nature in the primitive sense of before development of human intelligence and community concerns, I maintain that the AANP and UBCNM have an unavoidable responsibility as relates to direct effects caused by what they fraudulently induce through miscommunication and towards answering matters of fact as arise in relevant criticism from the communities they claim to be a part of, since such participation and ownership are required for responsible community membership. Neither the AANP, type NDs, nor UBCNM have addressed much of anything, though a primary overarching imperative question surfaces in comparing the naturopathic school of thought's claims, definitions, and mannerisms to those which are generally accepted academically, legally, ethically, and professionally. The general question raised, in my view, from the point of view of scientific knowledge, is, quote, why should that which is legitimately categorized as scientific, life science, medical science, and science-based be unlimited, unquote? If that which comprises the scientific shouldn't be unlimited, and it shouldn't, in my view, then the naturopathic crowd are abusive frauds. If science should be unlimited, wherein everything and thus nothing is scientific, as naturopathy illustrates so clearly, which cuts against quite an established grain, then I think we're arguing for absurdity at the highest level of post-secondary education. Due to what I've experienced and what I presently know, I'm compelled to ask 4 additional questions, which are more specific, but concern all pertaining epistemic types. A, quote, why should science readmit vitalism, unquote? B, quote, why should the supernatural, metaphysical, idealistic, and religious/sectarian be relabeled as the scientific, secular, non-sectarian, and naturalistic, unquote? C, quote, why should modern medicine re-sectarianize based upon perverse philosophies and ideologies, unquote? D, quote, should a supposed profession that trades upon an external veneer of categorical and contextual delineation it itself doesn't actually internally acknowledge be considered a peer of professions and academic disciplines held to much higher standards, preponderant descriptors, and ethical contexts, unquote? I doubt the naturopathic profession will directly answer these important questions. They seem to prefer spinning fables and avoidance. I must also ask, ultimately, to summarize this unlimitation and disterminology issue, because both are essentially about the deviant naturopathic mislabeling agenda that ignores and manipulates accepted understanding towards a self-serving end without providing adequate indication or justification. A covertness, a perversity, are what I'll call an activity or means a use of, quote, science as the sword of sectarianism, unquote, and an obvious, quote, parasitism, unquote, employing a term used by author Meera Nanda in her recent scholarship critical of postmodern science studies, quote, for what reason beyond preferred belief and sectarian habituation should the ruse of scientific non-sectarian naturopathy be granted epistemic charity, unquote. In my analysis, professionally, ethically, legally, and academically, because they want so and say so to benefit so is not an adequate justification. Such epistemic laxity would be exceptionally charitable, quite intellectually costly and socially harmful, and thus an untenable response. Vitalism was abandoned because it was a non-explanation, an a priori and non-parsimonious ideological metaphysical preference that ended up empirically non-productive. That fifth force or substance was never found, but a direct implication resulting from the publication of the Dunn et al. Auto-endorsement, since the journal hosting the claims, the Journal of Family Practice, describes itself as scientific in context and has termed the section that this article appears in as, quote, applied evidence, new research findings that are changing clinical practice, unquote, specifically, is that naturopathy's vital force spirit, amongst other even more bizarre and fallacious ideations, stated as science-based, that are wrapped up with naturopathic vitalism, like teleology, finalism, and spiritism, are now of scientific evidence type and, what's more, medically applicable. The Journal of Family Practice, a supposedly mainstream scientific peer-reviewed publication, has participated in an idiosyncratic and insular auto-endorsement by a marginal, unethical, radical, physician-imitating, science-imitating, abusive so-called profession or school of thought, whose clinical theory is centered upon scientifically failed, metaphysical, supernatural, sectarian doctrines and idealistic dogmas that, by definition, are, minimally, philosophical, metaphysical, idealistic, supernatural, or a priori, and thus not able to be scientific, as opposed to sensuous, a posteriori, potentially scientific, and since claimed as, quote, scientific medicine, science-based, unquote, in type by the AAMP, its members, and UBCNM, but not by the scientific community at large, thus, pseudoscientific, as opposed to scientific. From an informed perspective, it is easy to see that the naturopathic, inherently operatively fraudulent, is not identified properly in type, particularly by the AAMP and their academic and clinical agents, and naturopathic dissembling obscurantism, disguise and omission, has been facilitated by the CAM-enabling Journal of Family Practice. AANP President Dunn and American Association of Naturopathic Medical Colleges and Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine President Mittman have jointly stated, quote, we have accomplished standards of education, accountability, and science that stand any fair and appropriately informed examination. The naturopathic medical profession is well grounded in the biomedical sciences. We believe in fostering mutual understanding and collegial relations with accurate information that future medical students and current allopathic physicians should be well informed about the practices and principles of naturopathic medicine. Unquote. These claims are false and are as equally valid as Dunn and Mittman's claim that, quote, naturopathic medicine is an invaluable medical specialty that is forging a path as an emerging field concerned with benefiting providers and the public alike, unquote, because these profits are truly facing backward. 2015 comments section. 2015 comment number one. I've borrowed the phrase, quote, profits facing backward, from author Meera Nanda's 2003 book, quote, Profits Facing Backward, Postmodern Critiques of Science and Hindu Nationalism in India, unquote. ISBN 081-353-3589. And I truly believe naturopathy essentially is in darkening or a reversion to pre-Enlightenment thought, a failed medieval paradigm. I'll expand on this in my answer to my episode question. 2015 comment number two. UBCNM's current 2015 description of naturopathy has worsened as compared to what was active on the web in 2006. You no longer can find the Dean Martin explanations of naturopathy, though they are saved at archive.org. You can no longer find explanations of naturopathy's principles anywhere at bridgeport.edu that are transparent and complete enough to categorize as informed consent. For instance, while still labeled as within a, quote, division of health science, unquote, naturopathy's central vitalism premise is merely called in the, quote, Life at UB, unquote, spring 2014 PDF publication, quote, the AANP defines naturopathic medicine as follows. Naturopathic medicine is a distinct primary healthcare profession, emphasizing prevention, treatment, and optimal health through the use of therapeutic methods and substances that encourage individuals' inherent self-healing process. The practice of naturopathic medicine includes modern and traditional scientific and empirical methods, unquote. So there's the epistemic blending or conflation claimed absurdly as, quote, distinct, unquote. And as for vis medicatrix naturae, healing power of nature proper, in that document, we're merely told, quote, the healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae, naturopathic medicine recognizes an inherent self-healing process in people that is ordered and intelligent. Naturopathic physicians act to identify and remove obstacles to healing and recovery and to facilitate and augment this inherent self-healing process, unquote. There's the teleology finalism as, quote, intelligent, unquote. But the vitalism language is masked as, quote, inherent self-healing process, unquote. And we're also told, quote, since total health also includes spiritual health, naturopathic physicians encourage individuals to pursue their personal spiritual development, unquote, which is quite a sectarian type doctrine for a school that claims, quote, non-sectarian, unquote. Even in the 2014 UB catalog, the explanation for healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae, is not clearly stated. We're told, quote, the healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae. Naturopathic medicine recognizes an inherent self-healing process in the person, which is ordered and intelligent. Naturopathic physicians act to identify and remove obstacles to healing and recovery, and to facilitate and augment this inherent self-healing process, unquote. And again, currently, if you go to Oregon.gov's naturopathy site, which is naturopathy's trunk explaining itself, we're told, quote, the healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae, the body has the inherent ability to establish, maintain, and restore health. The healing process is ordered and intelligent. Nature heals through the response of the life force, unquote. The language discrepancy is fascinating. And of course, whether masked or transparent, vitalism does not survive the scientific scrutiny that they claim it does to this day. An answer to my episode question. In answer to my question, quote, what holds up from 2006's ECS-TCS, and how may I have changed in my criticism and analysis of naturopathy since publishing this almost 10 years ago, unquote, I must say I am even more convinced about my position regarding naturopathy since 2006's publication of ECS-TCS, as I have educated myself further along this 20-year harmful course that naturopathy induced me into. I highly enjoy how Canada's Committee for Advancement of Scientific Skepticism has written that naturopathy is, quote, a failed medieval paradigm, unquote. Yet, what has aided my increased confidence in my argument, ironically, mostly, are primary naturopathic sources themselves. But I must acknowledge, regarding ECS-TCS, that I write differently now. Over time, I've become more organized and pinpoint, and writing for a spoken form leads to a better narrative, I find. But ECS-TCS was definitely worth rehashing. Some of its sources regarding epistemology may be useful to revisit in future episodes, because without epistemology, I don't know how we'd know what we know, categorically speaking. And I do apologize for the visual mess that including all of ECS-TCS in the transcript to this 2015 recitation causes. And speaking of revising, I do hope to devote a Nature Crit podcast episode to Dunn et al.'s 2005 auto-endorsement piece, particularly contrasting it with Atwood's excellent 2003 Medscape piece with fresh 2015 or later eyes. Warning, aka, quote, Will Robinson, there be fraudsters here, unquote. Now, I just got a December 2014 transcript from UB. I'll include scans of it in this podcast episode's transcript. You will see, amongst other things, typical science courses mixed with highly science-ejected junk. like homeopathy and naturopathic history and philosophy, aka both being the essentially naturopathic. So, though labeled categorically, quote, science, unquote, you have naturopathy falsely posing, along with what is science, that which profoundly isn't. Which is the thesis of this podcast, epistemic conflation falsely posed as an epistemic delineation. And I'm thinking, because I received this through the mail, isn't this the United States postal system being used to further a continuing fraud that began, for me with UB, in 1997 when I started my application process with the institution? And aren't there strict laws against that? Surely, even doctoral level, state-endorsed, regionally and federally accredited commerce that is false is still false, no matter how many fervent acolytes of the naked emperor state his clothes are magnificent. And furthering falsehood through the postal system, aka the essentially naturopathic, as science, as my transcript falsely poses, with naturopathy within, quote, health science, unquote, is still illegal. Another part of this warning, debt. 4 years in school at the doctoral level costs. Plus, think of the derailing that happens due to inducement into a false path, forgive the pun. As I recently wrote about at the NatureCrit blog, Tim at National University of Health Sciences, a naturopathy student there, talks about how an ND degree costs about $200,000. So, how many people in North America have gone through this, quote, science subset naturopathy false apparatus, unquote, in the past 30 years? Several thousand. And to be generous, let's say the cost of an ND is instead $100,000. Times, let's say, generously, 4,000 graduates. Wow, 400 million. And that's just the cost of the miseducation, setting aside the damages of the diversion. This is the end of the NatureCrit podcast episode 6. And as usual, I will post a transcript at the NatureCrit blog. This has been
the NatureCrit podcast.